Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 29th edition. Should have a quick one for you. Four-game early, five-game main slate. We'll talk about both, but much more on the main slate, of course. But hope everybody had a great Wednesday. It was a wild one. Braves went bananas. Rizzo struck Freeman out. That was fun. We had some great pitching. Seiler Glasnow was outstanding. We had the late, like five minutes before lock of the White Sox game got postponed by rain, and then the DraftKings debacle that followed. That was entertaining. Had some late scratches in the Padres game that they did not let you get out of. So there's just all kinds of chaos going on. You had Alex Wood pitching well. Good stuff all around. Herman got it done. Yankees showed some power. The Nationals took it to Steven Matz. So lots of fun stuff. Should be a good night for the quick hits crowd for the most part. If you're on the right plays that we talked about quite a bit, like Mike Ford value, that's what the Slack chat's for. Lineups came out. We made some pivots. The Rowdy Tellez news was just dreadful, but that's what we chatted up there. Have some fun in the Slack chat and get you going. If you want to get in the Slack chat, it's free. Just give me your email. We'll chat it up, and there are a lot of good people in there. It keeps growing. It's great to have such a strong community all rooting for each other to make some green screens. You can check me out on Twitter at BDEntric. You can check out the podcast at MLB DFS Quick Hits on all of your podcasting platforms. But if you can give a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much appreciate it. That is what moves the needle. So it helps get more people to find the podcast. And if you can do that little thing, it'll help me out a lot. So I appreciate that. And if you'd rather watch the podcast, go to the Roto Baller YouTube channel. You'll watch it there. Subscribe, like, share all the goodies over at the Roto Baller YouTube channel to get you taken care of. But let's get at it. We'll start with the four-game early slate. We're limited on totals. I got three totals out of the four earlies. We have Yankees, Orioles total of 9.5, A's, Rays total of 8, Phillies, Cardinals total of 7. Beware of the potential rain in Philadelphia, I believe. That one looks pretty rough, but that's like the only main weather spot. Slight chances in Chicago, but mainly that Philadelphia-St. Louis game could be some wet weather, so keep an eye on that. And, you know, that's the high-priced arm is Aaron Nola, 10,000 at St. Louis. I'm all over Aaron Nola if he cracks the If he cracks the build with no rain. I'd be all over Aaron Nola. You got a St. Louis Cardinals team that's very hit and miss at the plate. We saw them get it done a little bit on Wednesday, but not a ton. They strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching with an 85 WRC plus. So Nola should be able to do his thing at 10,000. I like that quite a bit. Bassett's an interesting pivot. He just doesn't have a big ceiling that I'm running to go play, but a lot of guys don't on this slate. So that's just the long and short of it. But Nola, I'm on board with in a big, big way. Jordan Montgomery at 88, you can take a look at. Domingo Herman shut down Baltimore on Wednesday. Now you got the lefty Montgomery going out there against a Baltimore team that strikes out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have a 258 average, but a 100 WRC plus, so their average in the power department versus lefties. The strikeout rate's tremendous, could help Montgomery out a ton at $8,800. I don't mind stacking some Orioles against Jomo. But he's a very intriguing player. Like, he got hit around his last time against Cleveland. Time before that looked great. Or he gave it four runs in each of his starts before that, but he got strikeouts, so kind of offset things. And then he was great against Baltimore to start the year. Six shutout innings, four hits, seven Ks, no walks for 29 points. So he's been very, very hit and miss. It's an ugly slate, so take that strikeout upside. Go with some Jomo in that one. Other than that, you can kind of look at Kim. You can look at Kikuchi versus Garcia. But Kikuchi hasn't been great. Shane McClanahan is going to make the spot start for Tampa Bay against Oakland. I do like McClanahan. If we can keep an eye on any reports about how stretched out he's going to be and all that good stuff, we've seen him go about three innings. They say he stretched out to go five or six. We'll see. Look for more reports on that, but $5,500 for McClanahan, the lefty, hard throwing lefty for Tampa Bay, the prospect getting the call up from the alt site to make the spot start. So if we get some news on, you know, if he can go five or so innings at 5,500 against the Oakland Athletics, I could jump on board with that. The A strike out nearly 24% of the time versus lefties. Do have a 198 ISO and a 115 WRC plus, so some pop versus a lefty, but no problem going that direction. Now, if you're looking at the bats on this four-game early slate, Yankees versus Jorge Lopez is a phenomenal play yet again. Like, you're just going to stack your Yankees, par for the course type stuff. Houston will be popular versus Kikuchi. We know we like Gurriel. Remember, though, day game, getaway day, all that kind of stuff. So you get some interesting lineups. Like, is Higgy still catching, or does Sanchez get today because Higgy's caught the last 2 days? Those kind of situations with the Yankees. But Houston versus Kikuchi, very, very intriguing. Yankees will be the top stack. I don't mind Philadelphia versus Kim, but Harper took one in the face, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to the face on Wednesday night. He might be out of the lineup, so keep that in mind there. Could be interesting. But Philly, because Kim's a big pitch-to-contact guy, so that's in play. Baltimore's in play as well, so keep an eye on those. It's pretty much Houston and New York's going to be your popular ones, and then we try to get different elsewhere. And your main pitchers are Nola, Jomo, and I think McClanahan's where I'm going so far, but I'm telling you, I'm going to tread lightly on these two Thursday slates. They're kind of messy, nothing great. You have like one main arm, and then like these are FanDuel slates, to tell you the truth. You just got to pitch one pitcher, get all the bats you want, go have some fun. But on DraftKings here, you can make it work. Just take it easy, enjoy a little fun. You got PGA starting on Thursday. If you're listening to the podcast before PGA tees off, the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast will get you started there for the Valspar Championship. And then we got the NFL Draft Thursday night, so enjoy that as well. All right, five-game main slate on tap for you. We only got two totals so far, partly because the last West Coast games are wrapping up here as we record, but and some pitching changes. It's a mess. But Boston at Texas, over under 8.5. Rockies, Diamondbacks, total of 9. So it has nothing to do with the late games because Rockies and Diamondbacks are still playing, and we have totals on that game. So it's all pitching-related. Dodgers at Milwaukee, you have Trevor Bauer, 11-3. He's your high-priced pitcher. And it's a phenomenal one. Like, you're going to use Trevor Bauer unless you want to be super contrarian, because Milwaukee striking out over 28% of the time for right-handed pitching. You saw Sandy Alcantara get it done on Wednesday. He gave up a couple of runs. He gave a home run to Colton Wong, but other than that, went 7 strong, just dealing. Lots of strikeouts in that Milwaukee lineup, as we know. 209 average, 148 ISO, 81 WRC+. Bauer could run into a few on him, but you know, Bauer's good for most likely 6 for sure, if not 7-plus innings. That's just what Bauer does. Yeah, he's got at least 6 in every start. He's thrown 98 pitches or more in pretty much every start. And he's got you 23 or more, if not 27 or more in 4 or 5 starts. The dude is just lights out on a slate of this magnitude. In cash, you play him. In GPPs, if you want to get contrarian, sure. I think what I might do is make one cash lineup with Bauer and company, and then make just one GPP Brewer stack. But in a very low price point situation, because I like Bauer too much in this spot, especially they should be heavy favorites on the road against Lauer. The Dodger bats should be popular, and they're expensive, but Bauer's a phenomenal play. Keep an eye on the Detroit-Chicago pitching situation, because right now they got Boyd versus Cease. Maybe we get the Rodon start, and if it's the Rodon start, we're all about it, because we talked about the lefties versus Detroit, the massive 34% K rate. The WRC plus, that's like, I could probably do it. My slow pitch softball WRC plus like just triumphs over their team WRC plus. So if Rodon's in, we're good to go there and keep an eye on that. But otherwise, it's Cease versus Boyd. And if you want to play them in GPPs, you could. Cease is $7,400. Don't hate it. Boyd, he's been sneaky good this year. Not a massive ceiling, but a decent floor. Chicago's striking about 22% of the time. First left-handed pitching, which, yeah, Chicago crushes lefties. That's the problem. 286 average, 162 ISO, 130 WRC plus. It's one of the second best WRC plus in all baseball versus lefty. So it's hard to, like, Boyd, is he finally going to regress? Is it finally coming back to the mean here with Matt Boyd, or do we get another Boyd start? He's done it against Kansas City, Oakland, Houston, Minnesota, Cleveland, a couple decent teams, but he's put up 18 or more in every single start. It's an intriguing situation here, but I think I like the Chicago White Sox bats on this side of things. But Boyd's there. I mentioned Dylan Cease at 74 because Detroit's just bad. I hope it's Rodon. I really, really do. I want to play Rodon. Rodon will be a great pivot off of Trevor Bauer if you want to be a little different, because Bauer's going to be so popular, or Rodon will be popular and makes Bauer lower owned. Another thing for the Slack chat later to discuss stuff like that on Thursday afternoon. But we're looking at Detroit versus right-handed pitching. We talked about they strike out 34% of the time versus lefties. They still strike out 27%, with a 215 average and an 89 WRC plus. So you can still take advantage of Detroit. Cease is just super wild, super inconsistent, but $7,400 is interesting. Bryce Wilson is going to open for Atlanta, most likely followed by Kyle Wright, but that's still up in the air. So keep an eye on that between Chicago and Atlanta. This is why there's not a lot of totals. There's a lot of moving parts on this slate, and we're not going to get a lot of answers for a while. So you got that to worry about in their matchup. But for Chicago on the mound there, you have Adbert Alzolay. And this is pretty interesting because we've seen the Braves bats have woke up. They took Hendricks to Pound Town, which we talked about. But you got Alzolay, who throws much harder, a lot more movement on his pitches, lots of strikeout upside. Went 4 2/3, 5 1/3, 5, all against Milwaukee, though. Big strikeout team. So keep that in mind. But 6 or more Ks and 2 straight starts against Milwaukee. And you got this Braves team that is heating up. No hiding that whatsoever. But they still strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. If you want to go Alzolay to be contrarian, you could, because I think the Braves will be popular after, you know, just looking so good the last couple nights. Alzolay at 72 is a very intriguing play. I think the popular punt play is going to be Kyle Gibson. Kyle Gibson's at home against the Boston Red Sox. Gibson's been great. The pitch mix change has been phenomenal. He's got basically 17 or more points in 3 straight starts. He got blown up against Kansas City, but then Toronto at Tampa, Baltimore at Chicago. He's been absolutely electric. 5 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts. 6 innings or more in every single one of those 4 starts. And then you go up against this Boston team that strikes out 24.5% of the time versus righties. 272 average isn't bad, 174 ISO, 119 WRC plus. So they hit righties very well, but they also strike out a decent amount versus righties. So Gibson at 7K, I think, is probably the odds-on favorite punt play. But let's see how things, if Rodon and company come in and different situations there. But for now, Bauer's the top play by far. Cross our fingers for Rodon. Bauer's the top play by far. I think Dylan Cease is an interesting GPP play if Rodon's not pitching. Adbert Alzolay is a phenomenal GPP play, and Kyle Gibson is going to be a very popular GPP. Like, if Gibson's popular, we're not playing him. Keep that in mind. It's not happening. The one other pivot I will make, and this is only because it's a 5-game, just nasty, nasty slate. Like, I want to stack the Texas Rangers. We're going to talk about them as we talk about position by position like we usually do. I want to stack Texas, but at the same time, on a slate of this magnitude, you have Texas who's striking out over 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching with an 85 WRC plus. You could look at a Martin Perez if you need to get super wacky. Like, if you just want to punt the farm, you could look at Martin Perez. Since Senzatella is interesting, too, depending on the Arizona lineup, I think Martin Perez at 57 is where I'd go. So it's Bauer, Rodon, hopefully, but Bauer for sure. You got Alzolay, I think, is a great GPP at 72. Cease will be in play if he's starting. Gibson's popular, but if for some reason he's not as chalky, becomes in play. And I think Perez and Senzatella, see what lineups come out. Could be quite so. Like, I kind of went over most pitchers, but there's scenarios like built in for each one. Like, literally on these smaller slates, ownership. I usually don't care too much about ownership on big slates because it all kind of evens out between the bats and this that. This one, like, if I already know I'm gonna take the chalky Bauer, I'm gonna play ownership with this pitching probably because you're gonna want either Dodger bats, White Sox bats if it's Boyd. Most likely gonna want either Texas bats, maybe Arizona bats. I think Boston, if Texas is chalky, if Gibson's chalky, I'm definitely taking Boston bats. So speaking of bats, I've talked enough about this. Let's talk about position by position bats. Let's go to the catcher's position on this slate. You know, you got Wilson Contreras always in play, but Carson Kelly's up to 4,700. He's in play, but that's getting a little steep for the liking here. A lot of the catchers are priced up. This is a new DraftKings. Like, yeah, of course it is. They screwed us on Wednesday night. Why not change up your algorithm and actually price guys regularly? So you might have to pay up for catchers. Like, Dom Nunez is there. Will Smith's a great play at $4,300 versus Eric Lauer. $4,300 for Will Smith against Lauer is outstanding. Big fan of that. Wilmar Narvaez versus Bauer if you want to be contrarian at 4K. And then Jose Trevino or Haim of Texas will be your guy at 33 and 31, respectively, if you want some value. First base position, Freeman went deep before he struck out against Rizzo, but he went deep on Wednesday. He's not a bad look against Alzolay, of course. But if you want to save some cash, Yermin, Mercedes, Jose Abreu both hit lefties well. $4,800, $4,600 versus Boyd. That's quite intriguing, actually, in their situations because I want to target Boyd if I can. So you can pick Abreu or Mercedes, depending on how you want to stack it up, what money you have left over type situations. Nate Lowe at 41 if you're stacking up against Perez. All about that kind of life, so you can definitely look that direction. Going down cheaper, though, Pavin Smith, first base outfield eligible, probably leading off for Arizona. He's 39 versus Sensatella. Definitely don't mind the Sensatella route. But again, if Gibson's chalky, you got Bobby Dalbec at 34. Can definitely go that route to save some cash. Watch the Arizona lineups. Lots of injuries right now. So maybe what Matheson cracks the lineup. He had a bomb on Wednesday. He's first base, third base at 3,000. That could be a guy to look at. Matt Duffy was hitting third or cleanup or something on Wednesday. He's 2,400. He's first base, third base. You're going to need some value if you're going to go get the Bowers and companies of the world. So just kind of see what lineups come out and see where you can kind of mix and match and get some goodies along those lines. Second base position now. You got Ryan McMahon. Great spot here versus Luke Weaver. I like Colorado a lot. I know it's the rocky road. They struggle on the road. I don't like Weaver at all. So $5,100 for McMahon. I'm in play on. Albies is heating up at 49. If you are stacking Atlanta, Albies has been hitting cleanup and deep again on Wednesday. Nick Solak at 46. Love what he's doing at the dish too. So the top three second basemen price-wise are all phenomenal plays. I think just basically whatever you're stacking with one of those guys. That's kind of how I lean out the gate. Garrett Hampson at $4,200. Second base outfield eligible against Weaver, especially if he's leading off. He's in play. Again, if you're fading Bauer, Colton Wong leading off at 39. I like. He's hit a couple bombs since returning from the IL, stolen a bag or two. So you can definitely look those directions with Colton Wong at 3,900. Cheaper down, though, like, you know, Nick Madrigal at 31, maybe more cash game. Nico Horner's at 3K. DK trying to put some respect on that name, which I appreciate. So you got a couple cheapies you can look at there at the second base position. Third base, you got Devers at 52. Really good look versus Gibson. I, the more I think about it, I'm hoping Gibson's chalky. I really am, because it just justifies a leverage stack even more, and at least it's a good team. Usually when we leverage stack, it's like a bad, mediocre team. To get to use Boston, that's pretty juicy. Pretty, pretty juicy. But yeah, like Justin Turner loves hitting lefties. He's 5K versus Lauer. We're going to just pound Lauer as much as we can. So I like that. Chris Bryant at 47 is an interesting tournament play with Bryce Wilson opening and most likely Kyle Wright following. So that could be a nice $4,700. If Dylan Cease is on the mound, Candelario at 39 is a nice price for Detroit. Good savings there. Like, if it is Cease, I got no problem stacking a cheap Detroit stack to save some cash. Austin Riley, they keep talking about how much power he's got, and he's ready to break out. He went deep again on Wednesday. He's hitting sixth in that Braves lineup. He's 3,200. Nice, cheaper piece of Hotlanta. So keep him in mind. David Boat's been swinging in a good spot in the order. He's 2,900 for some savings if you need that. And then other than that, I think that rounds out third base. Shortstop position, you got Bogarts at 55. Great. Tim Anderson at 51. Phenomenal. Top price guys are ready to rock and roll as usual. Corey Seager, lefty at 48. Don't mind that at all. Hopefully that lowers the ownership. Dansby Swanson at 36. I'm going to keep pounding that drum. I know he sucked it up on Wednesday. He's like the only piece of the Braves stack that didn't do anything. But hitting fifth, his overall X stats and everything point to just positive regression coming his way. So play him while he's cheap. Swanson at 36. I'll keep plugging him in. Maybe not on Thursday because I'm not making a ton of lineups. But when I'm making, you know, four, five, six lineups or whatever, Swanson's going to be in a few of them for sure. Horner at 3K, talked about him. Nick Ahmed, if you're looking for a cheap shortstop, 2,900, not the worst play you can make. I believe he had an RBI double on Wednesday night, so he's another guy you can look at. Heading to the outfield, you got Acuna at 58, definitely in play. JD, don't mind those at all. But like David Peralta at the 5K, no one's going to pay 5K for David Peralta. That makes David Peralta a lot more interesting, folks. That's just the kind of way I look at things, especially on small slates. You can still get very good players at an interesting price point, hitting 338 over his last 10 games, averaging 11 points over his last 10 games. Keep him in mind. Similar to the Swanson is going to break out soon thing, we said that about Ozuna, and Ozuna had a big, big Wednesday. He went deep. He's 49 versus Alzolay, so he's on the board. Alex Verdugo, hopefully back for Boston. He's 4,600, like that quite a bit. I'm a big Verdugo fan. I like him. He's a little cheaper, but I like him. Akil Baddoo has been slumping tremendously, so keep an eye on him. He even had a day off on Wednesday. They left him out of the lineup. Really, he wasn't going to against Rodon. He was going to be out, which made sense, lefty-lefty. But if Dylan Cease is there, you know, Badu's been struggling, like I said, but 4,100, if you want to get like a little stack with like Baddoo, Candelario, and some of those guys, not a bad look at his price point against Cease at 4,100. Pavin Smith, mentioned him at 39. If you aren't using Martin Perez, Adelis Garcia at 38 definitely checks the box. Ramel Tapia, if you're stacking Colorado's at 37. Joey Gallo at 36, nice GPP play. AJ Pollock's only 3,100 versus the lefty Lauer. Pollock cracks the lineup, get on board. He put up 17 points on Wednesday, 2 for 3 with a run, RBI, walk, stolen base. He got it all done. He's got 17-3, 13-0, 18 over his last five games. 3,100, loves facing lefties. Pollock's a phenomenal value. And like we've talked about random value guys here and there, Pollock's a legit value at 3,100 bucks, like a very good one at 3,100 bucks. If you're fading Bauer, Avisel Garcia's 3K, not a bad look there. And check the Red Sox lineup. There's some cheap outfielders they have that we'll see who's playing. Robbie Grossman, only 2,800 bucks for Steele and Cease, could be very, very nice. Again, these Tigers plays could be much different if Rodon's on the mound than Dylan Cease, but we're going to play it like it's Cease. Again, Slack chat it up there if things change. JBJ is only 25 versus Bauer. Not a bad value play in that one. See if Dalton Varsho cracks the lineup. He got called up for Arizona with the recent IL stint for Cole Calhoun. He's 2,500. Andrew Vaughn's only 24 versus Boyd. Eventually, man, he's got to hit, right? He's got to hit. So that's an interesting GPP angle at 2,400 with Vaughn. So lots of ways to go in the outfield per usual. So recapping your pitching, Trevor Bauer, you're just going to play him in cash. Don't worry about it. I almost feel like just play him in a GPP too, just because the floor he brings to the table is ridiculous. Get different elsewhere. So Bauer's my guy. We hope Rodon's going to be playing, but we'll see. So Bauer for sure. And then down lower, you could go Cease in a tournament play. I think Alzolay is a very nice GPP play against Atlanta because everyone's going to be riding that hot Atlanta bats. Kyle Gibson's a really good play, but I hope he's chalk so I can play Boston bats. And then if you need to absolutely punt, see what Arizona and Texas lineups look like, and maybe Sensatella or Perez could crack the mold. But for the most part, it's like Bauer and Cease or Bauer and Alzolay is kind of where I'm looking, which tells you just how much fun this slate is. If you're stacking up, Texas is in play, Arizona's in play. The Dodgers are going to be uber chalk, but I love them. Kind of want to play some Boston. Detroit, if Cease is on the mound, don't mind that at all. Chicago, I'm going to want to see what lineup they put out. They just put out such dog poop lineups. And I really like Colorado and Chicago, so it's pretty much every team but like two. I think Chicago's Boyd is a very, very good one. The Dodgers, those are probably my two favorites, but you can save money with Detroit. You can save money with some Boston players. We mentioned and then some of those Arizona and Texas guys to save as well. So lots and lots of ways to go. I pretty much like scattered all over this thing. I need to see lineups because I need to see which values I'm using to go with Trevor Bauer and company. It's a FanDuel slate. Like I said, you can just plug Trevor Bauer in for like the 12,000 plus that he is. Take some values at a few other spots, stack up elsewhere. It's great for a one pitcher site, two pitcher sites. This one sucks. It really does. It's tricky. So take it easy. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy some family time, whatever works for you. But I'll be back with you guys on Friday. So check me out on Twitter at BDNTrick. If you want to get in the Slack chat, just let me know. Get you over there. If you can rate and review the podcast on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. Go check out the rest of my work, Benched with Bubba, Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast, written work at fantasydegens.com and rotoballer.com, and check out the Rotoballer YouTube page to watch this wonderful podcast, unsubscribe, like, and share all that good stuff. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 29th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.